across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, on the free Times Radio app, and via your smart speaker. This is Times Radio. Know your times.
Good morning and welcome to A New Voice in British Radio. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Asma Mir.
And I'm Stig Abel, and this is the first ever Times Radio Breakfast. Thank you for your company. The top stories this morning: the Prime Minister's set to announce a £1 billion school building programme. Britain's most senior civil servant, Sir Mark Sedwell, is standing down. Boris Johnson's paid tribute to his outstanding service, but a former head of the civil service says he was pushed out.
Coming up later, we'll be joined by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, for his first broadcast interview since contracting coronavirus. We'll hear about his plan to reboot Britain's economy. And on a day of new starts, we'll be live in a maternity ward.
It's Monday, the 29th of June.
This is Times Radio.
First, with the very latest news, here's Alex Dibble.
Asma, thank you. Good morning. £1 billion is to be given to schools and colleges in England to, the Prime Minister says, lay the foundations for the country as it recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. It will form part of a 10-year plan and will be spent on building projects, with the first 50 to begin in September next year. £560 million will go on repairs. Creating space for a rising number of secondary school pupils is also one of the priorities. Boris Johnson will be live on the Times Radio Breakfast programme from 8 o'clock, providing further details. Britain's most senior civil servant, Sir Mark Sedwill, is standing down. He'll leave both his roles as Cabinet Secretary and National Security Advisor. A charge similar to the plastic bag levy is being recommended for home deliveries to cut carbon emissions caused by internet shopping. Same day or even same hour deliveries have led to a rise in vans. Our top sports story this hour: Manchester City, Chelsea and Arsenal all qualify for the FA Cup semi-finals. We'll have a full sports roundup at 5:30.
Across the UK, on DAB, online and on the app. Asma Mir and Stig Abel with Times Radio Breakfast.
Yes, good morning. This morning is all about new beginnings, isn't it, Stig?
Yes, how do you feel? Sleep well?
No, I did not sleep well.
You slept on the sofa.
I slept on the sofa, yeah.
Well, I betrayed the confidence with 2 minutes in. I betrayed the confidence already.
Yeah, thanks for that. I had 2 hours sleep. How much did you get?
I had broken sleep.
Did you?
I say to him, I slept like a baby, which means I woke up crying every 2 hours.
Very
which is probably about all I could have expected.
Anyway, enough about our sad personal lives. today is the start of a week which effectively could be dominated by plans to reboot the UK economy. And let's face it, it does need a reboot. We're talking about infrastructure investment, school rebuilding funding. More will emerge over the next few days.
And we're going to be talking to the Prime Minister about those plans and how they'll be paid for later in the programme. We'll think of a few other things to ask him too. We'll also chat to the Mayor of Liverpool, Jo Anderson, and, this has excited my daughter enormously, the author Mallory Blackman.
Fantastic. You can get in touch with us. Here are the new numbers for you. Text 87222 and start with the word Times. You can tweet us at Times Radio, or you can email us studio@times.radio. Don't worry, we will be repeating that
until we're sick of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we are talking, as we said, to the Prime Minister Boris Johnson later in the programme, and he's announcing £1 billion school programme today. The money will pay for the first 50 projects in a 10-year investment and repairs and upgrades for schools. Let's speak to Sian Griffiths, Education and Families Editor for the Sunday Times. Good morning to you, Sian.
Morning, Asma.
So explain then, first of all, as with all these things, it sounds like a lot of money, £1 billion school programme, and we know that schools are very much on everyone's agenda right now. But what exactly is this money going to do and when?
Well, as you say, it's a £1 billion school building programme, so it seems like a lot of money. And it's going to pay for, well, 50 schools to start with, to be upgraded, refurbished, in some cases probably pretty substantially rebuilt. A lot of money has been promised for the schools in the north.
Across the UK, on DAB, online and on the app. Asma Mir and Stig Abel with Times Radio Breakfast.
So good morning. This morning is all about new beginnings. We are 1 hour into, well, the first ever broadcast, the first ever show on Times Radio. And if you are just waking up, thank you so much for joining us. Today is, I suppose you could say, the start of a week which effectively, according to the government anyway, could be dominated by plans to reboot the UK economy. We are talking about infrastructure investment, school rebuilding funding. More is going to emerge over the next few days.
And we thought we'd probably better put this to the person most responsible for it. So we're going to be talking to the Prime Minister about those plans after 8 o'clock this morning. How they'll be paid for is a good question that probably needs to be answered at some stage, one would imagine. And we'll think of a few other things to ask him as well. We're going to later on try and answer your money concerns with the money mentor, Georgie Frost. And we're going to be talking to Mallory Blackman. And I was talking to my daughter about this yesterday.
How old is your daughter?
She's 11, my eldest daughter. She's 11, my little one's 2. And
I was going to say, not the 2-year-old.
She's not bothered either way. But the 11-year-old, Boris Johnson's coming in. And she didn't care.
Yeah.
And Mallory Blackman's going to be gone, oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she loves those books. And there's a TV show, I think, as well.
Yeah, Noughts and Crosses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Noughts and Crosses. But the books, I see her rereading them, and they're magnificent things.
You can get in touch with us. Please do. We'd love to hear from you. The text number is 87222. You just need to start the message with the word Times. You can tweet us at Times Radio, or if you're feeling creative, you could always email us, studio@times.radio.
And do let us know if we get things wrong or you want us to look at things differently. We talked about the hard rain that was coming towards the civil service with Tom Newton. Don't all be on again in a minute. None of us knew the cultural reference, to our shame. And people have tweeted and texted us to say it was a Bob Dylan song.
Mm.
So there we go. That's the modern world working in harmony. We're going to be hearing from the Prime Minister in an hour, and one of his big themes is going to be how to level up, to get wealth to all parts of the country. How easy is that going to be? To talk us through that and some other issues that are going on is Jo Anderson, the Labour Mayor of Liverpool. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and congratulations. Congratulations on the new radio station.
Thank you.
Hope it goes absolutely wonderful.
Thank
it
you.
Sounds great so far.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about the economy first of all, if we may. We'll get to the football as well, of course. How is Liverpool's economy doing? How concerned are you that levelling up? Jo, thank you very much indeed. Jo Anderson, Labour Mayor of Liverpool there. This is Times Radio. It's 7:14.
And Tom Newton Dunn is here, Times Radio's chief political commentator. Jo Anderson was talking there about policing, which we know Priti Patel has been talking about over the weekend. It's a very hot issue, this idea of, you know, do you intervene, do you not? Do you think that there's going to be a change in approach, that the government are going to perhaps lean on the police to start intervening a bit more?
Well, it's a very, very difficult line for the government. When there are issues of law and order and the public gets extremely concerned that perhaps the law is not being enforced as much as many would like, politicians' natural instinct is to stand up and say...
But you know what, can I just say quickly, it's one of those weird things that there's so much you want to tell people who have not had children yet about it's going to be really tough, you know, in terms of sleeping and all the rest of it, but you end up not telling them because you don't want to spoil it. You don't want to spoil their kind of, you know, their glow.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be that person, do you? But,
no.
You know, anyway, if you want to hear the truth, come and speak to me and stick. Right, Times Radio Breakfast. It is 7:30 and let's get the latest news and sport.
Across the UK, on DAB, online and on your smart speaker. This is Times Radio.
Good morning, I'm Alex Dibble. The Prime Minister is promising a 10-year rebuilding programme to improve schools in England. Downing Street says a £1 billion injection will see construction work start on the first 50 projects as soon as September next year. Mayor of Liverpool, Jo Anderson, has told Times Radio it's desperately needed.
The Prime Minister himself recognised before the election that there was a need to...
Later on, we'll try and answer your money concerns with the money mentor, Georgie Frost. And, this is exciting, my daughter particularly, will be talking publishing with the author, Mallory Blackman.
And don't forget, you can listen for free to Times Radio on DAB Digital Radio, online at times.radio via smart speaker, and by downloading the free Times Radio app.
Prime Minister, we're just going to move your microphone. You've just moved. You've just moved away from it.
How are you?
That's good.
How's that?
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Our first show.
Well, a great honour to be here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about... your proposals for the economy. At the start of the coronavirus crisis. You were very honest. You said this is going to be hard for people. People are going to have to face up to the fact that these are going to be very difficult. Are you now going to do the same about the economy and tell us now this is how bad it's going to get?
Well, I certainly think people can feel instinctively that it's going to be tough to come through this, because after all, we've had millions of people, 8 million people furloughed. We've seen a big fall in our GDP, and everybody understands that as we come out of it, there's going to be some bumpy times. But the UK is an amazingly dynamic, resilient economy, and we're going to come through it very, very well indeed. But, you know, we'll have to work at it. And so what I'm saying in the next few days is that the government will remain very, very much engaged with people, with businesses, helping everybody to get through this. I don't think, if you look at what happened, we had to put our arms around the UK economy. We had to do the coronavirus job retention scheme, the furlough scheme, all sorts of amazing loans, bounce back loans and so on, to help businesses. We can't just, you know, now step back. So what we're going to be doing in the next few months is really doubling down on our initial agenda, which was all about investment, if you remember, in infrastructure, in education, in technology, to bring the country together. And that's what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow in Dudley.
There'll be a big bill to doing that. You're going to be spending an awful lot of money, more than you ever would have envisaged when you first took office. How are you going to pay for it?
Well, this is the time to invest in infrastructure. This is the time to make those long-term decisions for the good of the country. And frankly, there are things we need to do now to sort out the way the UK works that should have been done, you know, in the last few decades.
So you're not going to worry about how you're going
to
pay for
it? Well, no, obviously you have to be careful, and the Chancellor will be setting out our plans in the spending review and in the autumn. But in the end, what you can't do, I think, at this moment, is go back to what people called austerity. I mean, it wasn't actually austerity, but people called it austerity. And I think that would be a mistake. This is a moment now to give our country the skills.